This is America in Space, a weekly news and information program on current events dealing with the space industry.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Dawn Meyer, Space Coast News Editor. The James Webb Space Telescope has been declared fully deployed and is now aligning the 18 individual mirror segments that make up the observatory's primary mirror. NASA has estimated that it may take several months for Webb's mirror alignment work to be complete. Many people, mostly on social media, have been questioning why there are no cameras aboard the telescope with which to watch all these activities in real time. I mean, we get that from the space station and from rockets. Well, here is Mike Menzel, Mission Systems Engineer at Goddard Space Flight Center, explaining a few of the reasons that those type of deployment cameras were not included on Webb.
Yeah, we've labored over that for many years, and frankly, I don't regret the decision, but it was a tough decision, and here's some of the factors that went into it. First, we could put some cameras on, and the first thing we asked ourselves is, well, what do we want to see? And, you know, and where do we want to look? And we found that the range of places that we wanted to look were all over the observatory. So now you could solve that by saying, well, let's put a wide camera on there. But that wouldn't really help you diagnose something that's really going wrong, like a snag. So let's put a high magnification camera on there. Well, then you got to put a lot of them. And where do you want to put them? Well, the majority of them are ended up going to be on the cold side. So now you've got cameras on the cold side, but when the sunshield deploys, it's going to be dark there. So now you're going to put lights on the cold side. And now you're going to be putting all the wires that go over to the cold side on there, and that's going to add parasitic loss. That's going to help heat leak from the hot side to the cold side. So, and then after the thing gets down to temperature, you need cameras that can passivate, or the cameras that can tolerate temperatures in the 55 degree or maybe lower region. So when we started summing all this up, you know, summing all these cons against the cameras, against their benefits, we found that it really, you know, we were in a land of diminishing returns where we really weren't getting all the benefit we'd want from these cameras, but we were getting a lot of extra nagging problems that we'd want to go along with this. So, you know, it was a tough decision, and we've relooked at it over the years, and each time we relooked at it, the cons seemed to outweigh the benefits, and that's the short story on this.
And here is Keith Parrish, the commissioning manager for the telescope, and Michelle Thaler, NASA astrophysicist at Goddard Space Flight Center, to tell us a little bit about the mechanism that is providing the real-time animation of the telescope based on data from mechanical, thermal, and electrical sensors, which provide telemetry to mission control here on Earth.
We also have an extraordinary real-time visualization, which is an animation that's based on telemetry, actual data coming down from the James Webb Space Telescope to show us exactly what configuration the telescope is in. So even though there are no cameras for us to see what's going on today, this animation will help us see exactly what's going on. That will allow us to follow along pretty much as if we were there.
The graphic is actually correct in real time as to what Webb is doing right now, and that's based on data and telemetry coming down from the telescope. Is that correct, Keith?
Yeah, that's right. So all that information is coming down from Webb right now. Our team that created this, what we call the OVT, that's our acronym for it, it takes all that data and it creates this visualization of what's going on Webb, and it really kind of gives us a connection to Webb and what it's doing. We know this isn't a live shot of Webb, but it really does give us sort of that spatial awareness that the engineers need. Again, it's really about the data, the ones and the zeros and all the telemetry that's coming down, and we have thousands and thousands of data points coming down. So we take all that data and we make these images to tell us exactly what physical configuration that Webb is in right now.
So that's a pretty amazing piece of technology. It may not be quite as satisfying as watching a live camera feed, but it's still quite amazing. From Florida Space Coast, this is Dawn Meyer for About Space Today.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to share our program with your family and friends and follow us on Facebook. Join us each week for news and information on America in Space.